The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
25% off butt stuff.
All right. For a limited time.
Yeah. Early summer sale.
All right. There's a bunch of theories coming in about the
Ask Nick tonight when he's at the Dubliner in Omaha over there. He's there performing his comedy at 8 o'clock tonight.
Does the discount apply tonight? But the abandoned Lexus we have out in our parking lot.
I saw an email one day that said it was obviously stolen. Well, we live in a secure parking area. You can't get in here. So that's why I don't think it was stolen.
Well, you don't think any thieves work here?
No, I don't.
Eh.
You took that tuna sandwich.
Someone else suggested
it. True. He's got a point.
Oh, yeah.
Can't say no thieves.
I still owe. I'm waiting for them to come for me for that one.
They think it's an abandoned rental car because it's got the out-of-state plates, but that doesn't explain
how
they get in here. It had to be maybe somebody who worked there had access, and they just dropped it, and they were late for their plane or whatever.
Yeah, but wouldn't the rental company come a-looking?
Yeah, you would think.
Don't think they wouldn't have a record or something?
And they have a little sticker on the back, too.
Yeah. Like, have they not reached out to anybody about the car?
Yeah, I would think rental cars, too, would have GPS.
Yeah.
So people could, it's a rental car.
Or some way to recover them.
Yeah. I looked at that thing again today, the abandoned Lexus sitting two cars from mine right now. I just don't understand why. And I don't understand why nobody's doing anything about it. Now, we're not in charge of this building at all. We're like way down the list of people that could do something about it.
The very bottom.
Yeah. But nobody's doing anything about it. And it's just, I don't get it.
Well, I imagine that someone in the higher up on the other side knows exactly whose it is.
And why don't somebody ask?
Well, that's a completely different question. Somebody knows, and so someone doesn't care.
I know.
Yeah, well, then put us in the loop.
The thought occurred to me that
somebody should just
over and try to open the door and see if it opens up, but then I also thought you might not want to find what's inside.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
I don't know.
But it has license plates.
Yeah, but I haven't examined it for a rental car sticker. I don't think it is.
I'll tell you that they come looking for it. How we can find it? If we just get somebody to come get it. we just have somebody, some car guy we know, show up, open the thing up, let's start it, and just take it. Put it in my driveway. I'll keep it.
I'll call AAA.
If nobody's come for the office orphan by now, nobody's coming for the car.
Exactly, Nick. Child Protective Services doesn't even call.
No.
Oh, no. They'd be more inclined to come for the car than the kid. The kid's a responsibility.
Yeah, the car's got resale value.
Right.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He'd just be standing at that glass door watching him drive away.
Yeah. The office orphan isn't worth much on the open market. Not as much as that car.
Follow him on Twitter, though. Follow the office orphan on Twitter there, by the way.
Yeah. Is it just office orphan?
Yeah, or at office.
At office
it might orphan. Be Todd and Todd at TNT office orphan. I'm not sure what it is. Yeah.
The Kansas House of Representatives on Thursday approved a bill to establish a medical marijuana program in the state.
Yeah, way to go, Kansas.
It now goes to the Senate.
Where do they think it's going to go from here?
Is it going to pass the Senate?
Any speculation?
Advocates are hopeful.
Well, yeah, advocates are always hopeful. That's why they're advocates.
It wasn't a close vote in the House.
No, it wasn't.
79-42.
You don't meet a lot of advocates who are just defeatist. Right. Plug in some lost cause again.
The governor is expected to sign the bill if it arrives on her desk.
Yeah, because she's a human being, unlike our douchebag.
Was it T95 that tweeted that there's some things in that bill that makes it makes it less than exciting?
Yeah, they did. They did. It was T95, and I retweeted that. But also, it one step closer. That's all it is.
Yeah.
If you get medical, like Pennsylvania has, a couple steps later, it's recreational. And I know they call that a slippery slope, the ante, but I don't care. Because that's what we want.
Yeah, get on the slippery slope.
We want recreational, right.
Aaron Montroy, CEO for the Kansas Cannabis Business Association, told Marijuana Moment, today a Republican initiative to legalize medical marijuana was passed by a Republican supermajority in a non-ballot initiative state.
I mean, it's going to pass the Senate then.
This is a watershed moment, the point where everything changes and nothing will ever be the same.
Not here.
Marijuana Moment?
That's more importantly, the name of the publication.
More importantly, what Bill Snyder have to say about this? Oh, they don't care, huh?
No.
All right.
And they
love Bill Snyder at K-State. Maybe not as Kansas as much, but come on. What did Bill Self have to say about this? Oh, they don't care. Apparently our state cares.
The legislation would establish a medical marijuana program for qualified patients. They have a list of conditions that would make a person eligible.
Well, Bill Snyder never won a national championship.
That's your answer, you think?
True.
One thing.
Smoke, or three.
Or maybe they just say, hey, you be a coach, and that's good, but don't tell us what to do. How about that?
Yeah, you don't have to run for Congress, Bill.
Right, yeah.
Yes, your coaching abilities do not go away from the football field.
Right. I like that there's a publication called Marijuana Moment. I always thought a marijuana moment was like you like think you like Hooba Steak for 40 seconds.
Well, one song. Reason is a good song.
This thing in Kansas would prohibit smoking and vaping products.
Nick's out.
And it would not provide for home growing.
The highest I've been in years has been Kansas.
I'm fine with that. I don't need the vape.
They would have to develop regulations to administer the medical cannabis program by July of 2023.
Oh, so it's fast track.
Yeah, really. It is.
Yeah. The vape is just so convenient.
Yeah. I can't wait to get the medical in 2 years.
Yeah, but from what you say, the vape is also real unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like, I might get a little high. I might get real high.
No.
Just see Nick's face. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You get high. It's not unpredictable. You get high.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he meant how high.
Yeah, Nick, from what Nick says, it sounds like sometimes it's a little bit more than you expected.
Yeah.
Well, Nick's a rookie.
I'm not familiar with that concept, no.
He's a rookie. Once you try it, you
Nick's
know
not,
how much.
Nick's
that
not
happens more with the actual flower than the
Nick is not a rookie.
Yeah, but he's obviously not paying attention.
Yeah, my wife's got mad at me when I, like, probably just hit the pin in her car, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, what's the matter? It doesn't smell. I'm not driving. Fine.
That's true. What does it matter?
Yeah, but it's easy to keep hitting that pin.
It is. Yeah. That's where you get into trouble.
Yeah, because I used to have one of those, and we'd be sitting by the computer, and you're just mindlessly, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm supposed to go to yoga class.
And my legs don't work.
And yoga's not good when you're high.
Yeah.
And now I'm baked.
It's kind of distracting. Yeah.
So now it's the reward for going to yoga.
Right.
Right.
A little doggy tree for Todd.
Yeah, I wait till after I work out before I treat myself with weed.
Little vape pen hanging from a stick taped to his back the whole yoga class. He just out of his reach. Can't get it.
Yeah, I do mostly the flower anymore. Yeah. Read too much bad stuff about the vaping. That's where I draw the line.
Alabama has voted to legalize the medical marijuana.
Really?
The progressive bastion of Alabama.
Man, Ricketts is a douchebag, isn't he? I hate to beat a dead horse, but come on.
Again, that bill would prohibit vaping or smoking the medical marijuana. But, then there's the edibles, the oils, the creams.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I mean, they've just proposed it in Alabama. The politicians are going to get in the way there, too.
No, they voted to legalize medical marijuana. State lawmakers passed a measure last night that would create a commission to regulate, license, and oversee the distribution of medical marijuana.
Yeah, they're losing this battle. Progressives always win. It's just a snail's pace.
The legislation now goes to the governor's desk, Kay Ivey.
She told CNN
it's an emotional issue, and the governor will give it the diligence it deserves, which is completely meaningless.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody in the state of Nebraska hasn't taken the tack that it would help recruiting if there was legal weed in this state. That five-star guys would flock from all over the country to come play here if there were weed.
It would help.
Ditka's run that program too, Tom.
And I'm guessing the NCAA would still be testing for it.
Those narcs.
You put out the message that you're a progressive state.
You do.
Well, you would actually. I would recruit against them that way.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. You want to go there? Look at this guy.
But you can't. You can't say come here, smoke weed, and play football because the NCAA gets in the way there.
Well, I think you could dance around it somehow.
Yeah. Getting tested a week from Tuesday.
That's right.
Write it down, stoners.
We beat Fordham. You can all smoke.
Uh-oh.
No, but the mighty Tom's going to tell you what to do.
Yeah, everybody can relate to the son of a billionaire and a teetotaler.
Right.
Because I know I run in a lot of circles with sons of billionaires.
An 80-year-old teetotaler.
I like hanging around with my teetotaling people. Right. And then, if not, I like hanging around with my sons of billionaires.
Didn't think you were going to say billionaires.
Daddy buys me a job.
They're so absolutely relatable.
Yeah, they are.
The best people I know.
I'm watching this news story last night where our governor is giving somebody an award, and he's shaking her hand, and they're all clapping. And I'm thinking, we are demanding he not give us an award. I'm so proud of us. I really am. I don't get proud of us much. In fact, hardly at all. And it's not so much about being a Hall of Fame coming up here. It's about saying no. We'll do it, but the governor can't hand us anything.
I really wanted to see that.
Shut up.
I'm with him.
That would have been great. That was not happening at all. He is going to be there, though?
I don't know. More details coming up.
Because I think there's other people involved in this ceremony.
Yeah, they might want
exclusively us, and they might want him there.
Well, if he's there, I want to get a stamp for my meat passport straight from the governor.
Did you read into the meat passport, Craig? What does it mean?
USA Today fact check. Oh, the meat passport?
Yeah.
It's just to encourage you to support the beef industry
state. Why do you need a passport to eat meat?
I don't know anything about the passport.
It's just a cute fun thing.
That's what it's called, meat passport.
I don't know anything about the meat passport. On a separate meat thing,
okay.
USA Today did a fact check.
Yeah.
And on the claim, and you've been hearing this, maybe you've seen it in a meme or something.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's climate plan will limit Americans' meat consumption to one burger per month.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's horse hockey.
That's horse hockey.
Yeah.
But you know what that'll get you? Meat month.
Oh, sure.
Everybody's got to eat meat every day.
Right.
When this horse hockey gets thrown out there.
I know.
Because people believe it.
Idiots believe it.
Believe it.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to encourage people to eat meat every day. I'm pretty sure most of our audience does.
So, according to USA Today, users on Facebook sharing articles that claim that President Joe Biden's climate plan will require Americans to reduce their meat consumption to one burger per month.
Thanks, Obama.
Now then, in April...
Require them. That's going to be a law, because we tell people exactly what they have to eat.
Right, exactly. Now, in April, Biden announced a plan to reduce U.S. greenhouse gas emissions with a goal of 2030 emissions being half the level that we had in 2005. The headline of the article shared on social media reads... No. Biden's climate change plan will try to limit you to only one burger per month.
We know that's crap.
So that's what people are seeing on social media. People that get their news from social media are seeing that headline.
Okay, do they then critically think,
No.
Oh, how could they enforce that?
This claim was shared as fact. This claim was shared as fact and attacked by many Republican politicians. The claim originated at the Daily Mail from Europe, which published a story connecting Biden's plan to a 2020 study from the University of Michigan. That study focuses on changes in greenhouse gas emissions solely from our diet. That particular study did. Those researchers estimated that diet-related greenhouse gas emissions would decrease to 51% by 2030 if beef consumption reduced or decreased by 90%. That's what it would take. And the consumption of all other animal-based foods decreased by 90%. That's what they figured, that if we did that, that is what would happen with the greenhouse gas emissions. And in order to do that, that would result in each person just eating 4 pounds of beef per year. But that is purely hypothetical. It has no connection to Biden's plan. The study was published in January of 2020, a year before Biden took office, before the election.
The fake election?
Hello, Nick.
But the study itself says it's based on a number of assumptions and explores a hypothetical reduction of animal-based foods and their impact on greenhouse gas emissions. It's just one of those things. This is what it'll take. One of the authors of the study told USA Today it's not connected to Biden's plan. It's just it's not even considered a policy recommendation.
No.
They were just looking at hypotheticals.
Well, then you'd have to explain to them what hypothetical means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
gonna take some work. That's a big word.
And drive past, 1,000 fast food restaurants on your way to work and realize they're all still open.
So
and
then.
And majority of them sell burgers. And then burgers at grocery stores and burgers at other bars and restaurants.
But this is convenient for picnics. Morons, oh, because Republican members of Congress and other conservative figures reacted strongly. Representative Lauren Boebert, whatever, however you pronounce her name,
that dumb bitch
out of
Colorado right.
tweeted, Joe Biden's climate plan includes cutting 90% of red meat from our diets by 2030. They want to limit us to about 4 pounds a year. Why doesn't Joe stay out of my kitchen? That's what she tweeted.
Well, she's a nut job.
And as we've stated, he didn't say that at all. Two GOP governors, Greg Abbott from Texas and Brad Little from Idaho, shared a Fox News graphic that cited the Michigan study and the Department of Agriculture as sources supposedly verifying the claims. Well, the Secretary of Agriculture, has come out and said the exact opposite, and Fox News issued an on-air correction. So anytime you see this, please know it is a lie perpetrated by people who either don't know better or can't find out better.
If I ate 4 pounds of red meat in a year, my triglycerides would be dancing in the street.
Yes. That's
blood
right.
fat.
Your fat blood would go down a little bit, right? Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, you want to know about the meat passport?
Yes, what is it?
All right,
because we're not going to make you have a vaccination passport, that's for sure.
Not meat passport. It's a beef, specifically
beef
passport.
That's what I meant, beef. Yeah, right.
All right, you can order your stamp book. You get a little book at anybeef.org. And then you collect stamps by going around to participating restaurants.
Encourage you to eat beef, I get it, right?
Yeah. And then you get valuable prizes.
Well, looks like I have a new hobby.
All right.
If you collect 6 or more stamps, you're then entered to win 2 beef bundles. Valued at $250.
So when did our government? When did
Ricketts the beef
get,
bundle?
When did Ricketts get into radio contests?
Yeah.
And those who visit 11 or more participating restaurants are eligible for a grand prize and $500 worth of beef inside an 80-quart Cabela's cooler.
And listen for Pete to play Zeppelin every hour and give him a call.
Have those phones ready.
This may be more the Nebraska Beef Council than,
well, it's
than
him,
Ricketts.
Though. I know
but,
it is.
But he's getting
but
behind
he's
it.
He's promoting it. Yeah, whatever. Who
and
cares?
Again, it's a big industry in the state, so.
Of course it is. Eat beef. I don't care.
You had me at Beef Bundle.
Yes, you did. How much for that brothel? You have a beef bundle, but your mask has to be off.
25% off.
Yeah. Todd and Tyler are paid spokespeople for certified Piedmontese beef.
We love that stuff, man.
Yeah. If you got to go to beef, this stuff is good.
No, we're not hammering that at all. No. Of course, I love beef. And it's the scare tactics from the right, who, because they know their listeners and voters don't care and don't read.
Well, and it seems based in, let's flip off Colorado.
Well, here it does, in this state. Mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah.
Because, for some reason, everybody likes Colorado, and nobody likes Pete Ricketts, right. So he has to hate Colorado. Right. That's where it seems it's coming from, at least from my end.
Yeah, who's his audience for stuff like this?
I don't know.
People with money that will get him elected.
Yeah. Well, that's Daddy.
Yeah,
but they have friends.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be impatiently waiting for my meat passport in the mail.
You
got to sign up.
I got a meat passport for you.
I should get one of these from my dad before he comes into town. Dad, you're 6 stamps away from a beef bundle.
I'm guessing he's had one.
Out of Nashville, police were called to Kid Rock's Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse on Saturday evening.
I bet you that's COVID central.
Following reports of an unruly man at the establishment.
Yeah, I love this story.
According to local NBC affiliate News 4 Nashville, police report that Nick Newhart was drunk and blocking the tavern's outside emergency exit while refusing to leave. When the Metro police officers arrived, the defendant took out his colostomy bag from the inside of his front pants area
and
started to swing
this.
The colostomy bag around from left to right, hitting two of the Metro police officers with his feces.
Oh. That's so gross.
And that's also bodily fluids. That's illegal.
Newhart was officially charged with assault on two Metro police officers, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication. A local Facebook group called Scoop Nashville added that some patrons were also hit with feces and that at least one officer had left work to change clothes.
Yeah. It's raining turds.
Yeah, the headline, it's raining turds. The headline I read was, man pulls out colostomy bag during fight at Kid Rock's bar and swings it around. And then I think it was Fugelsang retweeted that. Why does every part of this sentence sound correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
But if you didn't see that was going on, you're like, man, did you fart?
Yeah.
It stinks in here. No, it was a guy swinging around his colostomy bag. You're like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Would you rather get hit with the turd
or
have to stay at that Kid Rock bar for 4 more songs?
Bring on the turd.
Yeah.
Bring on the turd.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.